What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Good morning, 743 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is our Meet Your Tenant Command segment where we're talking about base operations that you may never have heard of. And I will just tell you, okay, sometimes there are going to be days where I wasn't able to schedule anybody because of it just they're hard to find. It's hard to work schedules out. And this is one of those days. We may have more of these days going forward. But nevertheless, I do have good Navy information for you. So we're going to kind of keep on theme. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. And they do have some outstanding beer. Really, really good. Like the good strong beer that I like to drink. Anyway, this is not brand new, but I don't think a lot of this has necessarily changed. This is actually from a 60 Minutes piece that was done a little while back, like about a year ago. But it was so informative, and I have just never had a chance to put it into the show that I wanted to share it with you. Norah O'Donnell and 60 Minutes went on board a carrier and talked to four-star Admiral Commander of Pacific Fleet Samuel Paparo about the state of our Navy.
He's always on alert. One-third of the Navy is always deployed and operating at all times. The Navy's mustering right now about 300 ships, and there are about 100 ships at sea right now all around the globe. In the early 2000s, the PRC Navy mustered about 37 vessels. Today, they're mustering 350 vessels.
Yikes. In 20 years, right, they've gone from nothing, a tenth of our Navy, to now having a larger Navy than even we have.
China invades Taiwan. What will the U.S. Navy do?
It's a decision of the President of the United States and a decision of the Congress. It's our duty to be ready for that. But the bulk of the United States Navy will be deployed rapidly to the Western Pacific to come to the aid of Taiwan if the order comes to aid Taiwan in thwarting that invasion.
Is the U.S. Navy ready?
We're ready, yes. I'll never admit to being ready enough.
Yeah, which is a fair assessment, okay? But the shift is working against us. The longer the trends go, the more it looks like we're having, you know, and the Chinese are basically saying, you know, in 2 years, maybe the point of strength will have inverted enough for it to be worth their losses to invade Taiwan.
Even though China now has the largest Navy in the world, they don't have anything like this in terms of aircraft carriers.
They do not, but they're working towards it. And they have two operational aircraft carriers right now.
And yeah, I mean, you know, they have, diesels, basically. We have 11 nuclear. Okay. But again, they're investing heavily in this because they see that as the future basically platform for their dominance, or at least parity with us in the global competition for everything, including, you know, the shipping lanes. But I've just never had a chance to get it on the air, and I really wanted to because it helps give you a perspective on a big topic that isn't often the subject of like the daily news, but it's important to know where we stand militarily with the Chinese and our Navy.
How aggressive has China become in the air?
Aggressive. And just some examples include unsafe, unprofessional intercepts where they move within single digits of feet of other aircraft, flashing the weapons that they have on board to the aircrew of the other aircraft, operating in international airspace, maneuvering their aircraft in such a way that denies the ability to turn in one direction. If they're safe and professional, then there's no problem. Everybody has the right to fly and sail wherever international law dictates.
But the Chinese are pushing that.
They are pushing it.
They absolutely are, whether it's building fabricated islands in the South China Sea or complaining about us establishing appropriate shipping lanes and use of, you know, naval and airspace in the region.
China has accused the United States of trying to contain them. What do you say to China?
I would say, do you need to be contained? Are you expanding? Are you an expansionist power? To a very great extent, the United States was the champion for China's rise. And in no way are we seeking to contain China. What we are seeking for them to play by the rules.
Yeah, and, you know, we have been operating as the guarantor of that with our, you know, incredible fleet for all of these years.
Since the United States has been operating in the Western Pacific, China's backyard, they've been developing missiles to attack our assets, haven't they? Specific missiles.
Absolutely, yes. First, I'll say, the United States is also a Western Pacific nation. So
Guam.
it's not China's backyard. It's, you know, it is a free and open Indo-Pacific that encompasses numerous partners and treaty allies. And yes, we have seen them greatly enhance their power projection capability.
How much do you worry about the PLA rocket force?
I worry, you know, I'd be a fool to not worry about it. Of course I worry about the PLA rocket force. Of course I work every single day to develop the tactics and the techniques and the procedures to counter it and to continue to develop the systems that can also defend against them.
You know, you put a carrier out on the open sea and they're developing anti-ship weapons. And as you've seen, the Iranians practicing on mock-ups of our carriers. And, you know, of course, we just deployed. I mean, the McCool just got commissioned. It's not deployed yet. Still a couple of years away from that. But, you know, we think about this kind of stuff. The sailors that we train here at NAS Pensacola, the, you know, NATSE that oversees all the training, the pilots, every, I mean, if anything, Pensacola is a carrier town, right? I mean, we don't have a carrier, not anymore, but, you know, we deploy all of the pieces that go on board the carriers that go around the world and make this stuff safe for everybody.
About how far are we from mainland China?
1,500 nautical miles.
They can hit us.
Yes, they can. If they've got the targeting in place, they could hit this aircraft carrier. If I don't want to be hit, there's something I can do about it.
Right. And of course, the question is, how close is China to getting to parity with us?
How much more advanced is U.S. submarine technology than Chinese capability?
A generation.
Generation.
And by generation, think 10 or 20 years. But broadly, I don't really talk in depth about submarine capabilities. It's the silent service.
Yeah, we don't talk an awful lot about that. So, but it is fair to know that at least in that front or on that front, we are better ahead. Again, this is four-star Admiral Commander PAC Fleet Samuel Paparo from an interview on 60 Minutes. It's, like I said, it's about a year ago, but I thought it was very, very important to hear from him because I knew we hadn't had a chance to share this. So what do we do? What do we figure will happen if we actually engage against China?
One recent non-classified war game had the U.S. prevailing but losing 20 ships, including two carriers. Does that sound about right?
That is a plausible outcome. I can imagine a more pessimistic outcome, and I can imagine a more optimistic outcome. We should be clear-eyed about the costs that we're potentially incurring.
When he said that, my heart sank, just thinking about that possibility. Because, you know, we haven't had war in a long time. Not real war, right? I mean, we've had operations. We've had, of course, when Kamala Harris lied during her, you know, the debate the other night that we haven't had anybody, this first time we haven't had anybody deployed into a war zone. Really tell that to the sailors who are on the two carriers. Now one's coming back, but the two carriers deployed to the Middle East. Anyway, please, I would say. That's just, But back to Samuel Paparo and China and the future potential with Taiwan.
Is it your hope that the power of the U.S. Navy, the force posture of the U.S. Navy will deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan?
It's not my hope, it's my duty, in conjunction with allies and partners, to deliver intolerable costs to anybody that would upend the order in violation of the nation's security or in violation of the nation's interests. The saying, which is si pacem parabellum, which is if you want peace, prepare for war.
And then the last quote from him, just about where we are vis-a-vis China.
We call it the decade of concern. We've seen a tenfold increase in the size of the PRC Navy.
technically speaking, the Chinese now have the largest navy in the world in terms of number of ships, correct?
Yes.
Do
yes.
the numbers matter?
Yes. As the saying goes, quantity has a quality all its own.
At some point, are they going to reach numbers that we can't prevail over?
I'm not comfortable with the trajectory.
Ugh. And, I mean, you know, two carriers, how many thousands, what's that, 5,000 each? About 10,000 people, many, many, many of whom would have trained here, you know, to think about that as, the, you know, within a couple of years might be the cost of thwarting Chinese aggression against Taiwan. Yeah, so this, I mean, this hit me pretty hard. I know I haven't had a chance to share it with you yet, but that's why I wanted to share it with you now that we have a gap kind of week in our tenant command schedule.